sports commentator and Church of Scotland elder Paul Mitchell. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Gary. Take some fish, milk and eggs. Cook, boil some rice and mix. If executed properly, you get a dish called kedgeree. Executed poorly by a schoolboy in home economics, you get a lifelong aversion to fish, and persuasion is then required for you to give rice a second chance. Raw food, Atkins or vegetarian diets. There's plenty of choice around food and it can be confusing. University of Birmingham research revealed 7 in 10 UK adolescents don't consume 100 grams of fruit each day, roughly a small apple. Is this because of poor education, out of choice, or because they can't afford better? The study suggests intervention is required to improve diet and sustainability. I myself am one of life's poor eaters. Well, at least according to current convention, where meat is frowned upon, fruit and veg encouraged, and salt and sugar must be measured. But my diet is exactly that, mine. My own dietary approach sums up much of what makes me, me. Give me the facts, details and information and I'll make an informed decision. But I doubt that I'm alone in thinking making informed decisions in life is harder than ever as we're exposed to fake news, slanted information and hidden agendas. I've no desire to live on a diet of deliberate misinformation. A phrase I heard recently suggested we are suffering in many areas of life from truth decay, the erosion of truth for other purposes. How can we combat this? Where can we find, if you excuse the phrasing, moral toothpaste? Within Christianity, St. John encourages us not to love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. We can play our part through our honesty. We live by our moral code, and whether you operate within a faith perspective or not, your understanding of truth is likely a cornerstone. Therefore, getting at the truth matters. So if I can offer a crumb of comfort in a world of facts and counterfacts, all we can hope to do is be more discerning and questioning, rather than simply swallowing every narrative that comes our way.
Thank you very much. Paul Mitchell there with Thought for the Day.
24 minutes past.